Practice 3. John Tyler, the 10th President of the United States, was born on March 29, 1790. He was the second son of Mary Armistead Tyler and Judge John Tyler, a personal friend of Thomas Jefferson. He served as a state legislator, governor of Virginia, U.S. Senator, and vice president under William Henry Harrison. Tyler was the first vice president to take office as president upon the death of the chief executive. Up to that point, the interpretation of the Constitution on that subject was largely unclear, so Tyler decided to have himself sworn in as president instead of merely serving as an acting president and holding new elections. Although his decision was bitterly criticized by some, it set a precedent that has been followed ever since.